I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the shifting fortunes of the Golden State Warriors, from the Sprewell-Carlissimo incident to their present glory. But now it's time for my discussion of the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NBA Finals will begin on Thursday, and we have a matchup, and it's the same matchup we've really gotten used to, right? Vegas likes the Warriors. What about you?
I still like the Cavaliers. It's hard to tell anything about either team based on the playoffs.
Boy, I'll say.
Because it was such a romp, but I still think the Cavaliers have a little bit of a toughness edge on the Warriors.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that there are two teams so far ahead of their respective conferences?
Well, the last time this happened in the NBA, it had the greatest decade of its existence in the 1980s with the Celtics and the Lakers. So I think precedent is on the side of it being good for the game.
In helping the Cavs defeat the Celtics on Thursday night, LeBron James became the NBA's all-time leading scorer in the postseason, surpassing some guy named Jordan. Are we witnessing the best playoff performance ever?
Well, certainly the best scorer in the playoffs. I mean, that's undeniable. But until he has as much jewelry as Michael has, you got to say no.
We also have a pairing in the Stanley Cup Finals. Beginning on Monday, Pittsburgh will face Nashville. Who do you like there?
I like the very fact of Pittsburgh and Nashville. But, you know, I've been on the Preds bandwagon ever since the playoffs started, so I have no reason to jump off now.
All right. If the Predators win, does Nashville stop being Music City and become Hockey Town USA?
I think at least for a couple of weeks, the parade itself would be great.
We have talked about the alleged felonious behavior of former Baylor football players, Charlie, and the culture in which that behavior thrived and was ignored or condoned. Are you surprised that so many men who were assistant coaches in that program have found coaching jobs elsewhere?
Quite frankly, yeah. It's almost as if the entire industry of college sports is trying to bury this thing. But, you know, it apparently is not a black mark in any way on your resume.
Team England captain Wayne Rooney has been left off the team's roster. He had announced his plan to retire from international soccer after the 2018 World Cup. So much for that plan, I guess. They beat him to it.
Yeah, it's really remarkable since Wayne Rooney is one of the three international soccer players whose names I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it grieves me because I may never again hear a crowd of English fans sing the Wayne Rooney song. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear the Wayne Rooney song.
Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney, put one in for England, Wayne Rooney.
There's something very circular about the lyrics. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, you probably recognize the tune as well.
No, I didn't. Frankly, Bill, I didn't recognize the tune.
It was supposed to be Let It Be. Like that far off key?
Okay. I've just never heard it sung in the key of Asia Minor before.
At the recent Boston University commencement exercises, David Ortiz was awarded an honorary degree. Good choice by the honorary degree committee?
I think it's terrific. I really do. I don't know what he'll do with it, but, you know, it's good to know that he's a doctor of humane home runs.
Leland's is auctioning some Babe Ruth items. I don't usually talk about this sort of thing, but they've got the original contract that sent Ruth from Boston to New York. How much do you think the contract will bring at auction?
Well, now that the Red Sox have actually won a World Series, I'm assuming the price has gone down a little bit. So I'll say around $5 million.
I don't have any idea. I don't want it.
My understanding is there's a couple of them, though. He had to get one and the Yankees had to get one, right? The one they're auctioning off now, was it written on hammered gold?
All right, here's a story for you, Charlie. Indy 500 pole sitter Scott Dixon and former IndyCar Series driver Dario Franchitti were robbed at a Taco Bell drive-thru last Sunday. Tell me it was because they weren't driving through fast enough.
I don't know. It's definitely one of the odder sports crimes we've ever had.
See, I think they broke the first rule of racing, which is don't stop.
That's right.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon has done it again, Charlie. He has decreed that next week's West Coast road trip will pay homage to Ron Burgundy and the rest of the cast of the movie Anchorman. Classy move, huh?
Well, I need to know if Champ Kind is going to be doing the play-by-play. Whammy!
Yeah, and they are going to San Diego, so it works.
That's right, San Diego.
Finally, Charlie, a baseball great will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend. How do you feel about the enshrinement of Homer Simpson?
I have no idea what's going on here. But I don't know exactly what Homer's credentials are.
There was a Hall of Fame episode which included several baseball greats, including Wade Boggs, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So now what? Homer's going to get his own plaque?
I guess.
So Homer Simpson gets into the Hall of Fame before Roger Clemens.
And before Pete Rose.
That'll work.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.